We're holding on Siman Tov, Kuf, Chav, Zion, Sif, Chav, Gimel. Im Ovra B'mezid, or B'shogeg, or B'shul Kamak there. So the person didn't make an Erev. And so we said that he can't cook except for minimal amounts. So he didn't listen to that. So Shaloi the Tzarech Yomtiv Mutal Achlin B'Shabbos HaBechol Ma'aseh B'diyah, but it's Mutter.
I got the guess of O B'Shogeg or no?
The Ramah has O B'Shogeg, yeah. That Mishabura. So what's the chiddush about B'Shogeg? If we're mazed, we're Mater B'Diyah, but to use it, he's a really bad boy, so B'Shogeg, he's less of a bad boy, for sure Shri Matar use it. So it's Mishabura Ayin Vav. Ashminan. Lutema. Dafka mezid Shal Yimudu Mimena Lassus. Nobody's going to do what he did. The Koyanim Shurash. So there's more of a reason in a certain sense to let him use the food because nobody's going to do a repeat. I will. B'shogeg, im na tiroi, yivar acherim lahaku l'harim, are afraid other people will follow suit. Even in such a case, we're mekel. Now, the Bir Lochavir deals with the following question. And it's not very clear in this situation what was the case. The Bir Lochavir, im over b'mezu. Hine b'mechar sosam v'loi be'ar, the davka be'ein lo tavshil amacher. You could have said this didn't be evident. Was the person had nothing else? He hadn't made an erev tavshilin. We only let him cook one thing, but he didn't listen. You know what? So he used the food.
It says he's cooking for Maisie on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. So that's amazing.
Shaloi the Tzarech Yom Tov.
Shaloi. Oh, I didn't say Shaloi.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what was the case? Did he have, you know, mash with the b'chol gavli shori? So in other words, the case could be like this. The case could have been, they had no food. He got up in the morning and said, you know what? I need to cook anything. Let's cook these things for Yom Tov. I'll cook five things, not for Yom Tov. Right? Because, so, but that was the case. He started with nothing. So he was saying, so even though that wasn't his intent, but l'maisa, there was a maisa bishul for Yom Tov, which really Yom Tov could use, because all of them need, at this point in time, he has no food. See, the act of being mevashel wasn't the issue. The issue was the fact he designated these things not for Yom Tov. But the Shulchan Aruch didn't say that. In that case, it's a bit of mutter. He said even in the case, like he had no need of b'chlal to start doing any cooking for Yom Tov, because he had all of his food prepared for Yom Tov. Still, no. The Mashmah called that Gavni Shor. Even in that case, it's still Mutter. Okay. Skip a few lines. He gets involved in Helen up the Gemara. Omnam. See, it has been the dot about four lines in. And he has died to Labrira Dinza. That's not so poshut. The Tzuloi beplugta de Rabosa. This psak that it's mutter b'di'evid if he had other food for Yom Tov. This machlok is b'shoinim. The das a Rambam pasuk perachav gimel hilchos Shabbos bein master b'Shabbos bein master b'Yom Tov b'shoger yarchu b'mezid lo yarchu. The Rambam passes the person you don't take off shubas and maizes on Shabbos. The person is master on Shabbos or on Yom Tov against the halacha b'mezid lo yarchu. You can't eat it. Can the day alkarcha tzurichem latzurutza kama? So why in this case are we being matter? In the case over there by meiser, we're not being matter. What's the difference? The terrors is, we'll have to say that the pshat the case is lay peri achrini lachol meklinim b'meizit. The case of the maaser was he had other food, and therefore in the case of meizit we're machmer. In this case over here was he had no other food. So it comes that this din over here is only limited to the case where he has no other food. Because otherwise, how are you going to answer the stira between the din of being ma'aser on Yom Tov and the din of cooking on Yom Tov? Kan kosev Rambam, gam kein lahatze b'mezit. He has nothing else. He has no food. So then we're mekel. The verb gam ken muchad im hoyoloi to b'shelo kerem also la Rambam. He agrees with this, what I just said, that if there was, he had other foods, we're not going to allow him to use this food. Now, actually, his lashon is only, he had other food for Shabbos. Okay. Now, the other end that he says, he brings in the Dibur Mishal, which is moving the Taz. So the Shulchan Rashba says, like this din over here. This din over here is he brought from the Shulchan Rashba that even if he has other food, it's still mutter. But the Rama says not like that. So it's a machloikis. Now he doesn't say lamais what he suggests to do. Yeah. Okay. Chaf Dalet. The Gemara says over here that there's three scenarios. There's the scenario of shogeg, the scenario of maiz, and the scenario of harama. So imherim levash shtekadeir is the tzarech hayom. So he cooks two pots, the tzarech hayom. He only needs one. And it was done derech harama. He says, you know, I know clearly I have no need for any more food. I'm just doing it, you know. He said, yeah, mistama, maybe we'll need it. Maybe somebody will come. He does a subterfuge. So there, osalachl, that's osir. So b'meizid is more kuladik than harama. Because harama is much more tempting to people. So if we're going to be matar harama, everybody's going to be playing the harama game. Mezid means you know it's us, and you go, yeah, how many people are going to do that? But Shargi, the person didn't realize. So it wasn't a plan, b'chalal. Harama is going to be an ongoing thing. Every yantav, after chilen, we'll just get up in the morning and play a game. So Chama said, no games. Also, right? He knows clearly that he does not need a second pot of food. He's cooking the second one through some type of a subterfuge. You never know. Maybe, you know, my wife will come in with some friends. He cooks a pot for the day. And then he says, he cooks one. He says, you know what? Let's cook something else and cook the second one. Well, what do you cook the second one? You have a pot already. This way, you can use the first one for tomorrow. So I cooked the first one. I cooked the tzarech hayayim. Cooked the second one. Cooked the tzarech hayayim. Sech bin agres tzadik. Okay. Alkeshu mevashel b'derech haroma sheyechu min hakeshniya kazayis mevur leil b'sif chavalif. That which we had before in chavalif. That was the case. It was kadem achila. As long as you use something from each one of them. That's mutter. But here the case was a total derech harama that he's not using a bechlal. And even over there, we pointed out that heter was it wasn't the same food in different pots. Right? Maybe it's cooked the same thing in two different pots. What's the heter for that? So that would also go under this category. You see, I'm not comfortable with you eating in the middle of the year. I said I don't want you eating in the middle of the year. Shavasal tzarech haroma sheyachu min hashniya kazayis vurli up. V'hoyser achas ayin ches. The baharoma chashin and shiyamadu acherim lasus kain. because the haroma is worse. People are going to pick up and start doing this. Nobody's going to follow his lead when he does b'mezid, but people will follow his lead when he does b'harama. Also lo'echlo. So who can't eat it? Hainu loy u'vnei be'esoy the konsur rabbanon. But it's not the food isn't. It's not. There's no chalos isra on the food. He can't use it. The other people can use it. Now, he says it's levush. You look at the lashon of levush. Levush doesn't mention matzi yomtiv. Levush says you can eat. They can eat it. They can eat it right now. So the case was it was Erev Shabbos, right? So it means they can use it on Shabbos. Levush lashon sounds like actually they can use it. Period. They can eat it today if they want. Basically, he tried again. He can use this food for Shabbos. We'll say no, you can't use it for Shabbos. After Shabbos today, you know, we've accomplished our purpose by saying that you can eat the food on Shabbos. We've accomplished our purpose that he's not going to be motivated to do this again. Take a look at the Shabbat Tzion and Kufhei. All right, two Shabbat Tzions. We first start with Kufhei. So the Kufhei was going on in Sif. Cut an iron Zion. The case was he only needs one pot, and it was done there at Haram. Come walk him dinner. I'm the problem. Up in Mavasha, Kalecho, Maat, Mishnaim, Gamkin, Oster, Kagan, Shashtek, there is Hame, Minacha, the Minker of Haram, and Lako. That which I told you, if you eat something from each pot, it's mutter. It's only with different foods or different, you know, ways of cooking it. If I cook the exact same thing in two different pots, even if you eat a little from each one, that's ridiculous. You don't need a second pot. So I have to have a, I had a kazayas from it. Yeah, but you could have the exact same kazayas from the first pot. That's also called a case of a haram. Now, take a look in Kufches, Sekon Kufches. So the Chema Moshe says that even for this person, it's mutter motzi Shabbos. Vagraz, that's the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Mitzad Ad Osu Lev Olam, a person goes and does an isra, does malacha on Shabbos, b'mezid, you know. So the halacha is he never can benefit from it. That's the halacha. That's the siman shin yud ches. So the question is over here. Is this comparable? We know he's playing a game. He knows it's also what he's doing, and he's doing it anyway. Chemin Moshe Saber Peshitta. What's the Chemin Moshe hold? He's Mutter Motzi Shabbos. The Fimai the Machine Isur the Shabbos, and the Mor says Isur the Shabbos Shani. Even in the case of Marim, we don't learn out. The same way the Mor says the case of Mezid and Yomtiv is Mutter, because even with Mezid and Shabbos it's also because. We're more macher by Shabbos. So what about the case of Marim? In other words, Mezid, we said pass on the seat before that you can eat the food. And we're saying that Yom Tov is Mutter and Shabbos is Osir. Now I get to Marim. So Marim, we said it's Osir. So is Marim now blives like Shabbos with all the chumers of Shabbos? Or Marim is, listen, Yom Tov is different. Marim has its own problem. We can't do it. We can't allow it because people are going to follow suit. So whatever we need to do, we did. So that's the argument. So, but in other words, by Shabbos, that is the din. In case a person would do b'mezid a melecha Shabbos, what he gains from it is also loyalim. He can't benefit from it loyalim. Okay. Siman Tov Kuf Chav Ches is an interesting din. Okay. Yom Tov, din Eruv HaChatzeres b'Yom Tov. Aleph. Yom Tov ein tzorach eruv chatzeres v'shutuvim mevuos. Aber eruv chatum tchum ein tzorach. So to allow the person to carry in Yom Tov, so mikra din of itzor is mutter in Yom Tov, even though the loch is something which you have no need for but chlal. It's also to carry on Yom Tov. So Mechaber says there's no they weren't Mechai but then of Eruv Chatzeres. Cholikos Tchumen is Barav Helikos Eruv Tchumen. Now the Mishabur is going to bring that the Ramah holds not like this. Aleph. Yom Tov ein tzarech ribei chatzeres. B'chol elu niskan mishum keter hitzo. Yom Tov kaim on the mitachshu to the atzol tzarech ha'echol nefesh. Or to nami shol tzarech. K'le yom asim en tov kiv yud ches. So since the Iker dinner of hitzo doesn't apply, why should we aser may create a need for ribei chatzeres? Right, the lomos of ribei chatzeres is that people in their minds say, "This is my house is my private area. The chatzer is a public area, and if I'm going to allow to care for my house, which is private, to the chatzer which I share with everybody, so people's mind that's called a public area. So you allow to care from private to public. So next thing you know, the person will carry from his private house, which is usually yachid, to the street, which is rishus haram deraisa." So he said, no, you can't carry unless you all of you get together and become like one big unit. So now it's not private. It's all the same. So people will realize that. So we're coming to do this all to protect the Yisrael of Hitzah. Well, there's no Yisrael of Hitzah in Yom Tov. Now, Umashim Yisrael is L'Shana, the Lord Tikno Klal Arubi Chatzeres to Yom Tov, period. Chesosim Le'obosim and Tov Tezayin Sefei. So, some which has no need for all, it's definitely also to carry Yom Tov. That's clear. Now, the question would be, is that only also to carry from your house to a Karmelis or to Rishos HaRabim? Or what about from your house to a Chatzar? It's all Rishos HaYachin, really. Do you need a Ruvei Chatzeres? So, the Ramah holds over there, that it was aimed at Tzarek Klal, so you would need Ruvei Chatzeres. Therefore, the Chredim suggests the following. The way we do it once a year for the whole year. So we say, we're destined in this, you might as well say for Yom Tov also, what do you lose? So Yichlo Gam Yom Tov. So this way, in a case, anything which has no need at all, there was I'm not mechuyev on Yom Tov. I have an erev around the city, and I'm carrying out. So we're saying it's all now. It's like all one big chotzer because it's enclosed. So do I need to empty my pockets Yom Tov morning before I walk out? Well, it depends. If I need a Ruvei Chatzeres, so I say, listen, I didn't make a Ruvei Chatzeres, so I can't carry something which has no need. So I have these, I sell my power which I have no need for, I'm not going to use it all, so why am I carrying it? But if you made a Ruvei Chatzeres, so what's the problem? It's enclosed, and Ruvei Chatzeres you made, so you're allowed to carry. Obviously, less is mux, I'm saying, but it's something which is no issue in it, you know, just I have no need for it, you know, I have a left over there from my pocket from some other time, so take it, isn't it? He doesn't do once for the whole year. He does every week. And there's a Yom Tov which is going to be shortly after that Shabbos. And for the Yom Tov which comes afterwards, you should definitely make a Ruvei Chatzeres. And obviously, you need to make sure that Ruvei Chatzeres lasts till the Yom Tov. In that situation, like the Mishnah points, Sharstein points out in Sivkotan Bay, okay, in Sarshi Yeshomer Ha'eruv Ad Yom Tov. You know, so this fellow, every week he makes a new Ruvei Chatzeres, and he eats it on Shabbos. So he makes it, and he eats it. Once it's there in place, beginning of Shabbos, you can eat it afterwards. Well, this situation, you can't because you need it to be intact until Yom Tov comes. And that's what we do. So we're kerlul in our Eruvei Chatzeres, which we're making for Shabbos, we're also kerlul for Yom Tov. This way we gain that you can make a bracha on it.
So what happens after Rosh Hashanah? The language sounds as though it's just up until Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, that's the Shabbos was for this year. Then it's only 6 months.
Okay.
So what was the question?
In other words, the case that we redo it every year Erev Pesach.
Yeah.
We say for the coming year, we mean from this year till next Pesach. Okay. But if you use Lashon Shal Shana Zu, it can be misinterpreted, you mean till Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure. I'm sure that somebody's machmer on that says that you should be careful, you should stay till the next Pesach. I think that's exactly what we say. Okay. Now, Yom Tov Shechal Erev Shabbos. So it's Erev Shabbos, and now I didn't make an Erev. So I don't need an Erev for Yom Tov. So, Ein Arvin Loy Aruvi Chatzeres, Loy Aruvi Tchumen, Philim Heniach Aruvi Tashilin. So, now, that's a major mouthful. Let's take one thing at a time. So, I can't go on the Friday and make Aruvi Chatzeres for Shabbos, or Aruvi Tchumen for Shabbos. So, and the Ramah adds, even though I made an Erev Tashilin, an Erev Tashilin allows me to take care of my needs on Friday for Shabbos. So, I want to do one of my needs for Friday, I need to make an Aruvi Chatzeres for Shabbos. So let my Erev Tashilin be matim, and make Ruvah Chatzeres on Shabbos. So the Ran, you can't do that. We'll see why.
Because you never listed it on that list of things that you're allowed to do.
Okay, so that's a good question. So we make the list, and then afterwards we say Kol Tzarchona. So once you've said the primary list, Kol Tzarchona includes everything else.
Oh.
So what's the problem? We'll talk about it when we get to Mishnah Berurah. However, in a case where it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and he realizes on Thursday they do not make an Aruvah Chatzeres for Shabbos, so then you have your good old Tanai. Okay? Again, not B'Shem Tov Mashal Golius, not Rosh Hashanah. But Sukkot was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So Yachol Aruvah Chatzeres, but Tanai. You say if today is Yom Tov, then tomorrow is Chol. So tomorrow is Chol, I can make it Ruvah Chatzeres. If I'm not making it till, you know, I'll make it tomorrow. If today is Chol, I can make it Ruvah Chatzeres now. So you have to do it twice. As opposed to the Ruvah Chatzeres, you only do once. The Ruvah Chatzeres you have to do twice. The Ruvah Chatzeres, the point was, if today is Kodesh, tomorrow is Chol, I'm allowed to cook. Over here, tomorrow I'm allowed to make it Ruvah Chatzeres, but I have to make it Ruvah Chatzeres. So you have to do it twice, and each day you have to use the same item. And you say, and day one, day two, each one you say, today's Kodesh, I'm doing nothing, but today is Chol, I'm making a Ruvah Chatzeres. Avol, a Ruvah Tchumen, ein manichon osei b'yom tov tonight. We don't do the tonight for Ruvah Tchumen. Okay, so what's that all about? Let's see, Mishnah Berurah. Ein ma'arvin beis. The Mexican Masak and the Tzarech Macher, they did not allow you to do this. It looks like you're preparing for the next day. V'miniach Eruvei Chatzeres Me'erev Yom Tov L'Shem Yom Tov V'dayin Erev Kayim Semech Lov Gam L'Shabbos. So here, let's say you made a Eruvei Chatzeres for Yom Tov, like we discussed before, you should do that. And you didn't eat it. So in that situation, but you said simply for Yom Tov. You didn't say for Shabbos, so it doesn't automatically work for Shabbos. So then you can say, since I'm not doing a whole mice, it's there already. That I just want to extend it for Shabbos. That's that you're allowed to do. But to go the chachila and put down on a Ruvah Chatzeres, it means you're preparing for the next day. Comes the. Now that her would mean, because you didn't make a Ruvah Tavshilin, which allows you to prepare on Friday for Shabbos. So no, feel a Ruvah Tavshilin. The Ruvah Tavshilin enomat el l'sachan tzarech yisudo l'tzarech mocher. A Ruvah Tavshilin, so the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Ran Shita is, Chazal was talking Ruvah Tavshilin for food purposes. So whatever you need to do, you want to carry for food purposes, carry for food purposes. What do you want to do for food purposes isn't the hay. But I can't do other things based on Ruvah Tavshilin. So therefore, if I want to take the Sefer Torah, it's Simchas Torah Shmini it's Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah Shabbos Bereishis. So I want to go Friday afternoon. I want to roll the Sefer Torah. I made a Ruvah Tavshilin. Yeah, but it's not Tzarech Yisuda. So I can't roll the Sefer Torah on Friday afternoon. Says we need that. We need the two of the Sefer Torah to be holding a Bereishis. Well, one's holding in Zoyz HaBaracha. One was a Bereishis anyway, because he had a Chaz and Bereishis, right? But one's holding a Zoyz HaBaracha. We need both. So let's roll the Sefer Torah. When I wait till Friday night after the meal, everyone's still going. No, you can't do it. Now, we'll see later on, when we get to Simon Tov Reish Samach Ches, which is Hilchas Shmini Atzeres, that there's some shittas hold that it's mutter. Not only it's mutter, it's even mutter without a Rifter Shila. They never ask for these type of achanas because it's not a ma'isa melacha b'chlal. It's like mina katzah l'katzah. Here we're saying that it's also not only it's also even any which dafka tzarchesuda, even Erev Shila doesn't help. And there it says there's a shita which Mishabur brings which says it's mutter l'chachila without even any Erev Shila. It's b'chlal not also. A confusing din. The Kibbeger says it's going to be a stira because over there he brings that din over there. The Ramah brings it, if I recall correctly. So it's a stira. Why didn't he say something over here? He says that's not the pshat. Not like Kibbeger says the pshat is not like what Mishabur is explaining. It's like a different reason. Chazal, when they matered to do ma'isim, they're matzah because since you can do it, you can do the tzarich yomtiv, you can do the tzarich Shabbos. Well, what's the tzarich yomtiv making a ruvach hatzeres on yomtiv? You'll get zero benefit out of it. You can't make a ruvach hatzeres on the day for the. So then you're clearly doing something only for tzarich Shabbos. That's not a problem, and ruvach hatzeres doesn't help you for that because that was what we said before. The hatzer really is based on doing something today which I can theoretically use today that I can also extend it for tomorrow for Shabbos. So Kager brings a whole different pshat than what Mishabur is explaining. Shagolius, but in case it was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, so what you could do in that situation is make it out tonight. He stresses Shagolius, that's like one long day, and that's not going to work. Okay. So you put it down tonight, the Hainu Shayamr. If today is really, it started off on Thursday. Maybe tomorrow really is Yom Tov. Today is Chol. So if today is Chol, I'm making a Ruvach Hatzeres. I'm Yom Kiddush. And I'm Klum. I'm not going to make a Ruvach Hatzeres on Yom Tov. So I'm garnished. L'machar Yomer. I'm Yom Kiddush. Hooray, you're off to me ask me. If today is Kiddush, means yesterday was Chol. So I made a Ruvach Hatzeres already yesterday. I'm Yom Chol. And I'm Nichol, the Shem Ruvach Hatzeres. I'm a submission Sadi Gimel, but Mr. Bura. And you don't make a bracha because that's the part in that situation. You don't make a bracha. A ribbit chuman eima nichen. Now, why can't you do a ribbit chuman? Do the same thing. You know, you need a ribbit chuman for Yom for Shabbos. So see, go on Thursday and say, listen, if today is kodesh, to garnish. If today is chol, I'm making a ribbit chuman for Shabbos. And then the next day, does the same thing. Why can't you do the same thing? The kinyan shvisa who kinyan bias. Bias lo kinyan and biyamta filip tonight. It's the process of a ruvit chumen is a more chumadika process because you're being kind of shvisa. It's a ma'isa kinyan. Because also we're not going to allow you to do kinyan in yomtiv, even though you're doing it all tonight. But you're not doing kinyan in yomtiv. That's not part of the process. Because Rabbi the Hanu Dafka lechatchila a b'diavad k'shekvar erav mahanim shem tov shagolius. If you didn't do it, it works. Avio primigodim gamkin leabasim tov tes zayin b'ayin shem yirlocha dibra maslo b'pnei. So b'di'evad, if a person would do a ruvach chumen in this situation until 2 days of Golius, it would work. Okay, let's start over here. All right, what do we have? Yeah, mitzvahs dinei simchas yomtiv. Mitzvahs yomtiv lechalkoi. So the more it's up from pasuk, there's a stirim sukkim. It says one pasuk that says tzeres tia lachem. When Pesach says Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha, so which one is it? It's an Atzeres, a day which you're setting aside for Hashem, or you're setting aside for yourself. So more bringing is Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that you have a choice. You can be commanded the whole day just to sit in base manager and learn daven, or you can spend the day basically enjoying yourself. You have a choice. The Chacham say no. Mitzvah Yom is Yom Tov L'Chalke. Chetzel base manager, Chetzel L'Chile B'Shtiya. So that person should make sure that he's, you know, taking advantage of both opportunities of Yom Tov, allowing himself to daven and to learn, and also to enjoy the day. Vayitzam seim betzos Yom Tov. A person should not limit himself, should not be stingy in the expenditures for Yom Tov, like the Morah says. What you spend for Yom Tov, the more you spend, the more repays you. Just like we said by Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of kavod and einig. So there's a mitzvah over here by Yom Tov also of Kavod Anoin. Mishnah Berurah goes through some examples of what that means. Hagah, v'ashalech l'mimincha ulamala be'erv Yom Tov k'ma b'Shabbos. She's a mikvah al kavod. You should enjoy the meal. So therefore, after a certain time, erev Yom Tov, we don't want you eating. This way, you're going to enjoy the meal. Otherwise, you're going to come in full. This way, you're going to be a little bit hungry. You'll enjoy the meal. So, from the zman of mincha l'mala, which we're knowing from mincha katana, which is 9.5 hours on the day. So 2.5 hours, 2.5 hours shol zmani is before night time, or before sunset. Ready, you should be limiting your food intake. Because that's part of the kavod that you should enjoy the meal in the evening. Miu, im erev Yom Tov is Shabbos. So what do you do in a case where it's Shabbos, Yom Tov is Motzei Shabbos? So you have to eat Shulchanos. So what do you do with that? So, but you can't eat in the afternoon already. Yochel l'kayim Suda Shlishis. You can fulfill your mitzvah of Suda Shlishis. On Shabbos, okay, means if you really should eat it earlier, but if you didn't eat it earlier, we're not going to take away from the your mitzvah of Suda Shlishis. V'yachol mat pas the kavod Yom Tov. You should limit the amount you're eating the kavod Yom Tov, which is Motzei Shabbos, that you will be able to eat the meal still to some level of Tayyavah. Okay. Mitzvah lolosh pas b'erev Yom Tov, the kavod Yom Tov. The mitzvah of making, k'mar b'erev Shabbos, the mitzvah of making fresh bread, fresh challah, on erev Yom Tov, just like the mitzvah of making bread on erev Shabbos, the kavod Shabbos. Question is, barley elbasim and reish men beis. Over there, actually, the Mishnah Berurah brought over there two reasons. One was to make sure that you have that, or actually three reasons. One is that you have, make sure you have Lecha Mishnah. One is that even though normally the person was mekel the whole week to eat pas palter, he should bake his own. This will be able to have pas Yisrael on Shabbos. So a person should have pas Yisrael on Shabbos. And this way, if an ani comes, you have what to give. And then the Chazar Masak, and once you're making ready, you should make it earlier in the day. If an ani comes, you can give them what to eat.
Mechayev
Litzoy, I'll take a chorus.
What were those three reasons
for? To have Lecha Mishnah, to have Pas Yisrael, and to have it available for an ani if they come.
No, what were those three reasons for what?
Why you have to bake bread Erev Shabbos. Mechayev Litzoy, I'll take a chorus. You have a chiyuv of Lecha Mishnah. The Koya called Suda Alayayin. And there's a chiyuv to drink wine, Yom Tov, as opposed to Shabbos. So besides the wine you drink for Kiddush, there's a mitzvah of having wine during the meal. And Mishnah Berurah will talk about the possibility of meat also. Ubir the Yom Tov, Yir Yosher Tov Mishal Shabbos. Furthermore, that Yom Tov, and so there's a Chiyuv of Simcha above and beyond the Chiyuv of Kavod Anoinig. And Chazal talk about the part of the simcha, the person enjoys simcha when he's wearing a nice clothing. So there's a mitzvah to have nicer clothing for Yom Tov than there is for Shabbos. V'nogolasa is by Suda Shlishis. So there's no union having a Suda Shlishis on Yom Tov. That's not true. There is some shittas like that. I say, well, that's not our minhag to do that. Yom Tov, Marchan Lover, the basic Knesset, Marchan Lotzis, Mishum Simcha is Yom Tov. Yom Tov, we start a little bit later than for davening in the morning than we start on Shabbos or weekdays. This way, a person will be able to prepare the food because they used to prepare the food on Yom Tov. I guess probably because they could sleep a little bit also. And then it was a mitzvah to not schlep out the davening too long. And this way, people get home and enjoy their meal. Mishnah Berurah talks about we have piyutim and nigunim, etc. So what's that about? Okay, I'm not going to go through all the Mishnah Berurahs, but at least let's get through some. Restart some of them. So cut an aleph. Mitzvah Yom Tov l'chalkei. The bechad krok siv, So there's the Sirim Sukkim. So which one is it? So the Eliezer answers, you have a choice. Chachamim say no. Okay, Amar Chazal, so Tzarech L'chalka. The Peshat is the Pasuk is telling me that you do both. Chetzio L'Hashem, the Hanu L'Torah L'Tefillah, you use it for davening and learning. Chetzio L'Hashem, the Hanu L'Chila B'Shtiyah. The other half you use for eating and drinking. Bishil Einig Yomtev, in order to enjoy the Yomtev. Okay, Yesh Ligar B'Chazanim HaMarichim Yersim Chetzio Shal Yom. So Mishnah Berurah says if the chazan is schlepping out the davening and it ends up that you end up with more than half of the day has been passed before you get home, so that you're not being mekayim the din of chetziv lochem. You got a chetziv l'Hashem, and you know, assume that long davening counts as chetziv. You know, the chazan gurgling counts for chetziv l'Hashem, but let's assume that it does, right? But it's definitely you didn't get your chetziv lochem in. Because the person the kachu aderech anochin beberker makdimin leather besakneses about the midrashim mispalim mekaren b'tera b'yano shoyarim mispalim musaf. So the right thing to do is get up earlier, go daven like a mensch, shacharis kriyas haTorah musaf chazan b'tayim ba'ochlin, go home and eat. V'ochlin about the midrashim b'shenah nechatzi ayoyim, and go back and learn. So you're not slipping out the day, not eating because you ate something quickly. Come back and learn daven mincha early, and have a very nice meal afterwards. So your main meal will be after mincha. That's what his suggestion would be. Actually, if you look at the Sharetzion and Beis, he points out from the Marshal that the Chazan's being Marach is neither Chetzi Lachem or Lashem or Chetzi Lachem. Right? So it's not Stam a joke. He says it's neither. It's not coming to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're not learning, you're not davening, you're not eating. So what's he does, you know? Stam ups.
Some people who like that, not everybody, it's not Sheva L'Kol Nefesh, but those who enjoy it would say it's Oneg.
Yeah, but Chazal touched up Simchas Yom meant eating and drinking, you know, walking, you know, listening to classical music, as you know, maybe, I don't know.
Yes, I guess there weren't too many Chazanah and Rabbah.
that's for sure true. You know, I don't think it was on any Chazan's map, like, you know.
Imagine that.
Beis, all Yitzam same Shekol Mazonos of. You see yourself, so don't limit yourself, because all of the Chazal say the person's parnasa shall adam similar mirash hashana chutz mitzvah Shabbos yomim tovim. The Mor says in Beya that what the person spends on Shabbos and Yom Tov is not in the calculation. Shem piches poches in loy v'moisiv masiv in loy. The person says it's up to you. The more you want to spend, the more I'll give you for that purpose. V'sarach l'chabdoi. So you have to be mechabed and be ma'anig. So what's covet? Hanu rechitza b'chaman be'erev yomtiv, come up be'erev Shabbos, and leva seven reis samach. The person has to wash themselves. The person should v'chein yilbush shiyilbush ksus nikiya lo yilbush mabush echol. You wear nice clothing. Come up l'yin Shabbos, and leva seven reis samach beis if alpha beis. Within the yin yomtiv. The same way by Shabbos, the union of you doing it yourself, as opposed to relying on your servants. So the person should be involved in some part of the process. Shivachiyav of Oinig and Kovod. And Yom Tov like by Shabbos, come by Shabbos, Kasev across the Shabbos Oinig, the Tesh Hashem Mechubah, the Yom Tov, and never behem Mikra Kodesh. So it says, Karosel Shabbos Oinig, and it says Mikra Kodesh, so we learn out one from the other. So you have nice clothing and you have Michael and Mishta. That's what, that's the union of Mikra Kodesh. You're designated as a special day by doing those things. Okay, let's hold it here. So holding by Sif Hei.